We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli.
Belly here from Casey and one out top of the first. Reading Tigers visiting Reading Colt 45s here. 6 p.m. Leading off is Ben Mayer. He popped out for the first out of the inning. That ball is driven out to center field, hanging up there, and it's going to be taken in now. Down. That was Troy Duenas there.
All beers are $1 off. Good luck,
Zach. Two outs, nobody on here in the top of the first. Reading Tigers at bat against Kyle Martin, former Red Bluff Spartan, pitching for the Reading Colt 45s this summer. That's a called strike in there. Quick 0-2. He's the beer batter tonight. A dollar off all beers for fans here at Tiger Field. Should he strike out? That ball's down to the dirt now. 1-2. Get you the starting lineups here in just one moment as they become available. Here's the 1-2 from Martin. That ball misses now 2-2. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Kia. Drive of the week is the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one at Reading Kia today. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. That'll end the inning. We'll head to the bottom of the first here. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Reading Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the first here, Reading Tigers against the Reading Colt 45s. On the mound for the Tigers tonight is lefty Jason Stevenson, former Foothill Cougar and San Francisco Giants farmhand. A 34-year-old lefty is going to face Ryan Torres Torioka to lead off the game, followed by J.J. Hancock and Ryan Williams. 45s put a beaten on the Tigers last night, 24-4. That followed up a 12-2 win on Friday. It's game three of the series. Colt 45's summer youth camp, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. There's also going to be another one in July. Check out ReadingColt45s.com for all the info there and full schedule. Just $5 a ticket. This is game number 11 out of 45. We'll be in Humboldt this weekend, facing the Humboldt B-52s. One of two road trips we've got this year. Leading off is going to be Torres Torioka. He was 4-for-5 two nights ago with a walk, reached five times. J.J. Hancock behind him reached four times in six plate appearances. They were our co-players of the game in that 12-2 victory. Batting right-handed here against the lefty Stevenson. First pitch is outside for a ball. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Drive of the week is the Kia Sorento. Stop by Redding Kia, test drive one today. That one outside there as well, 2-0 now. Of course, every game brought to you by Turtle Bay. Rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rockstars. Ball outside now, 3-0. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? We thank them for their sponsorship of baseball here on the radio. That one in there for a strike now, 3-1 from Stevenson. It was Torioka, Hancock, Williams at second base, right field and center field, respectively. Hunter Heath, the DH, batting fourth tonight. DJ Porter will bat fifth and play left field. That's a walk for Torres Torioka. So that'll bring up Hancock. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here with the speedy Torioka on first base. He's been a terror on the base paths. And he's been on early and often, leading off the game tonight here with the walk as well. Runner being held on at first. Infielders at normal depth, not playing for the double play. First pitch is inside. Ball one. J.J. Hancock out of Washington State University. Stevenson now set. Here's the 1-0. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. That ball is back to the backstop. No, he's going to say it's a foul ball, so we'll reset and do it again. 6 p.m. start time here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFord and Matty Novelli bringing you Cold 45's baseball on the radio. KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. One ball and one strike. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first of a scoreless tie. And the runners checked over at first. Torioka is back. Finishing up your lineup there, it's going to be Porter batting fifth in left field. Bertotti, Simpson Redhawk playing first base, batting sixth. Jeremy Trueblood catching, batting seventh, eighth is Austin LeBlou at third base. As that ball gets past the catcher, Torres Torioka can get him moved down to second. Two balls and one strike now. And Taylor's the shortstop batting ninth for Kyle Martin, the starting pitcher. Runner on second now, two balls, one strike on Hancock. Stevenson taking his time out there. Now comes set of the belt, gets the sign, checks the runner, now kicks and fires. There he goes, headed to third. Here's the throw, and no chance. It's way over his head. Torres Torioka going to score on the error. And no, he's being sent back. I'm not sure what the call is here. Any idea there, Matty, on that one?
No, I don't actually really know what happened because J.J. Hancock walked, so... Why is he going back to second?
Might have been a foul tip on the ball in the dirt. Not sure. But nonetheless, Torioka sent back to second. So one out. Rather, nobody out of this. That's a walk. So first and second now with Williams at the plate. First pitch is a strike, 0-1. Ryan Williams out of California Baptist University, DH, last night playing center tonight. That ball in there for a strike. A quick 0-2 here from Stevenson. Two on, nobody out here is the 0-2 to the 45 center fielder. Runner goes from second, swing and a miss. Throw down to third base. He is safe as the third baseman unable to bring that one in. So give a stolen base to Torres Torioka. Runners at the corners now with one down. That'll bring up Hunter Heath out of Oklahoma Baptist. Big hole on the right side with Hancock being held on. Torres Torioka at third. So Williams goes down swinging, so there's one down. Runners at the corners. Lefty versus lefty. Stevenson throws over to first. Carabaugh slaps down the tag, but not in time. Here's the pitch to Heath. That ball is chopped foul, 0-1. Six different starters from the game last night. 45s put on an offensive display, scoring 24 runs in just eight innings, including three innings where they batted around. So Torioka at third, Hancock at first for Hunter Heath. Lefty Stevenson taking his time here. Now comes set. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Now 0-2. 12-2 Friday night. 24-4 last night. Last night, Brett Bovee out of Las Vegas, Nevada, getting the win. Five innings pitched, just one run scored. Bullpen took it the rest of the way. 45's trying to get on the board here early in the first as they have the first two games of this series. Here's the 0-2 from Stevenson. Runner goes from first. That's a line drive into right field. That's going to score the first run of the ball game. Headed to third, and we're going to have a play at third base, and he is in there to throw up the line a little bit. Score that a single and an RBI for Heath. Williams all the way over to third. Torres Torioka scores. It's 1-0. Redding Colt 45. Still only one down here. That'll bring up D.J. Porter, the left fielder, number 44. He's split time between first base and left field this year. On deck is Bertotti. Switch hitting first baseman. Here's the pitch to Porter. He grounds it to third base, taking it on a big hop and coming home with it. And he is out as Hancock tagged out. Nice play there at third base. Or the Tigers. Second out of the inning. We've got runners on first and second. Score that a fielder's choice, 5-2. There's Bertotti, the Simpson Redhawk, out of Susanville, California. Two outs and two on in a 1-0 ball game. Batting right-handed against the lefty Stevenson here. First pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Mentioned Stevenson, a former Giants farmhand. Giants are in the top of the third right now, scoreless tie with the Dodgers. Jake Peavy on the mound today for San Francisco. Here's the 1-0 from Stevenson. That ball is grounded to third base, taking on a big hop, and he's just going to tag the bag. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the second, 1-0 Redding Colt 45s. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Calling all beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Reading Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
5-3. We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's
make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima. Maxima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here from Tiger Field, out for Matty Bell. Bringing you Colt 45's Baseball, 1-0 45. 1-1 count here. Looks like we've got a broken bat there. So Eric, who was a pitcher last night, batting fourth tonight, leading off the second. Count now 2-1. That ball driven out to shortstop. Taylor now making the play. And he grounds out on a 2-1 pitch, one down here. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's drive of the week is the 2016 Sorento test drive, one today at Redding Kia. Proud sponsor of the Redding Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. First pitch there to Carabaugh is a strike. And ball now is outside there for Martin now, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. We're in the top of the second here. Redding Colt 45 is up 1-0. Martin kicks and fires that ball down low, 2-1. That ball is chopped foul, 2-2 now. Kyle Martin, former Red Bluff Spartan here. Got some friends and family and teammates here in the crowd. Got to talk to some of them pregame. Got a 2-2 count with one out and nobody on here. Kicks and fires. That ball is chopped foul as well by Carabaugh. Great day for baseball here. That ball is driven deep in the hole. It's short, and it's going to get through past Taylor, so that's a single. One out and one on here. So one out and two on here. One out and one on here for Malfay, the right fielder. First pitch is a strike. Oakland A's winning earlier today, 6-1. That ball is grounded down third baseline. Foul, quick 0-2. First hit of the game there for the Tigers. We're in the top of the second. Game three of a three-game series. 45's off the next several days. We'll be on a road trip over to the coast this weekend. You can get their whole schedule on RedingColt45s.com. Breaking ball just misses there. Now 2-2. Runner being held on at first. Martin kicks and fires. That ball is driven in back into the hole at shortstop, and a base hit there for Mathay. So two on now. That'll bring up Barrington. He's the catcher tonight. Cleanup hitter the last two nights. He's in the six hole tonight, batting lefty. It's the right-hander, Martin.
Catcher number eight, Brian Barrington.
Martin comes set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Way out in front of that one is Barrington. 0-1. On deck is Edwardson. He's the shortstop tonight. The 0-1 for Martin. Another break ball. That one just topped out past the pitcher. Going to be a tough play for Rattati. Covering is Martin. Nice play. Score that one 1-3. Rather 3-1 on the putout, I should say. Runners advance to second and third. There's two down now. So here's Edwardson.
There's only one Edwardson.
On deck is Root, the catcher. So 2 men in scoring position here for the Tigers, down 1-0 in the top of the second. First pitch to Edwardson is outside for a ball. Here's the 1-0. Ball popped very high. Look, is he going to be able to stay in play? Doesn't look like it. That one's going to be just about off the dugout here. Foul territory. Just about every seat on the home side in the shade here. Early 6 p.m. start. Most of our games at 7:15. One ball, one strike with two down. Runners on second and third for Benji Edwardson. Martin in the stretch, getting the sign from Zach Trueblood out of Redding, California, doing the catching tonight. Here's the 1-1, breaking ball down in the dirt. Nice take by Edwardson, 2-1. Defense looks like this: Trueblood at catcher, Labou at third, Taylor at short, Torres Torioka at second, and Bertotti at first. Here's the 2-1 from Martin. That ball in there for a strike, 2-2. Outfield is Hancock and Ryan Williams in center and Porter in left. And your DH tonight, Hunter Heath. That ball taken down in the dirt now, 3-2 with two down. First base open, doesn't necessarily have to come in here. Here's the pitch from Martin. That ball is hit out to left center, hanging up and coming in and making the play is Porter. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the second. It's 1-0, 45s. You're listening to Redding Cool 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second here. Colt 45's up 1-0 on the Reading Tigers. Jason Stevenson getting ready to start his second inning of work for the Tigers. 45's pushed across 1 in the top of the first. As they sent 7 men to the plate, leading off is going to be Zach Trueblood. He'll be followed by Austin LeBou and Zach Taylor. Trueblood had the night off last night as Jonathan Alvarez, one of our players of the game, had 4 hits. .45s go 2 or 3 deep at just about every position. That ball is fouled off to the right side by Trueblood. Here's the 0-1. That ball's in there for a strike. Nice off-speed pitch from Stevenson. Quick 0-2 on Trueblood. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Kia. Kia's drive of the week is the 2016 Sereno. Stop by Reading Kia and drive one today. Proud to sponsor Colt 45's baseball here. Here's the 0-2. That ball outside. 1-2 now. LeBou on deck. He pinch hit last night and hit one to the wall. Ended up with 2 hits on the night. That ball's grounded to second base. Score that one 4-3 on the putout. 1 down. Great day for baseball here. We're in the high 80s, low 90s with a light breeze. Fortunately, flag is flying at half mast. We send our condolences and our heartfelt thoughts and prayers out to everyone in Orlando and friends and family of people who were affected by that terrible event. As LeBou flies one out to shallow center, it's going to be out in no man's land. Now the shortstop, Edwardson's going to take it. 2 down. That'll bring up Taylor. He's been on base all series long, drawing walks and getting hit by a pitch. I have to look at the previous 2 nights, but I think he's been hit by a pitch at least 2 or 3 times. He's been slick with the glove as well. All season long, that's Zachary Taylor out of Madera, California. Hit ninth tonight, 2 out, nobody on here in the bottom of the second. A relatively modest offensive start by series standards here for the 45s. That one's in there for a strike by Stevenson. They erupted for 7 runs in the opening inning of Game 1 and 3 again in the first inning last night. Just 1 so far tonight. And 2 outs, nobody on here in the second. But Taylor drills that one to right. And it's going to get down, and it's going to be extra bases. He's going to run for a while, and he's going to stop at second. So a 2-out double there by Zachary Taylor. He puts it right down the right field line. We had a great view of it here on the KCNR radio booth. And the 45s turn it over to the top of the lineup. It's Torres Torioka. He drew a walk in the first, was stranded at third, or rather scored. Torioka, who told us a couple nights ago, just started switch hitting about a month ago. He's been a right-handed hitter his entire life, of course, hitting right-handed right now against the lefty Stevenson, but had us fooled. Looked like he'd been doing it for a while. Swing and a miss on the first pitch fastball. Up at the numbers, 0-1. Hancock on deck. Runner on second is Taylor with 2 down. 45's threatening again here. Here's the 0-1 from Stevenson. He comes set and fires down in the dirt. 1-1. Of course, all Bay Area fans wishing the San Jose Sharks the best in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, trying to come all the way back from 3-1 down. They won Game 5 the other night. Crucial Game 6 tonight in San Jose. Here's the 1-1. That ball is hit hard to shortstop. Nice play by Edwardson to Spirit, but he's going to have no play as the speedy Torres Torioka was about three steps away from beating that one out. That's a single. Runners at the corners now with two down. That'll bring up Hancock. Hancock walked in the first. Two down, runners at the corners. Or Eastern Washington zone. J.J. Hancock. That ball's chopped up the middle. It's going to get over the pitcher's head. It's going to be a tough play, and there's no play. So that one, Stevenson, a tough play there at pitcher as his momentum was coming toward the plate. Ball hit just hard enough over his head. That'll be an infield single. And an RBI. So coming home to score is Taylor. Torres Torioka moves up to second. It's 2-0 45s. So Hancock with a single and an RBI, and he hit it about 70 feet. It looks like a line drive in the box score tomorrow. That'll bring up Ryan Williams. Williams been a mainstay thus far in the center of this full 45's lineup and shown impressive power. Two doubles in one inning last night in that 8-run third for the 45s. Runner going from second now, stopping is Torres Torioka. Had a stolen base on his way to scoring a run in the first. And Stevenson, who's got a big leg kick, does provide a tempting target to steal. That ball down low now, 2-0. Williams watches it. So a two-out rally here as Taylor doubled. Two straight singles by Torres Torioka and J.J. Hancock have made it 2-0 here. Breaking ball in there for a strike 2-1 now to Williams. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Stevenson comes set, now fires in there to now 2-2. Paying a lot of attention to Torres Torioka out there at second. And he's either bluffed a steal or at least taken one aggressive step toward it on about every pitch here. Here's the 2-2. He goes. That ball is driven up the middle, taken at short by Edwards, and he's going to throw to first. And that'll end the inning. So score that one, 6-3 on the putout. We head to the top of the third. It's 2-0 45s here on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the third here from Tiger Field on KCNR 1460. Kyle Martin, former Red Bluff Spartan, got a 2-0 count here. en route. The catcher for the Reading Tigers, swing and a miss there. Now 2-1. Colt 45 is up 2-0 here. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Kia. Kia's drive of the week is the 2016 Sorento. Stop in by Reading Kia. Test drive one today. Here's the 2-1 now. Ball grounded to third. Labou snags it on the leap. Throws across to Bertotti. Nice play by the Cottonwood native Kyle Labou over at third. That's the first out of the inning. Score that one 5-3 on the put out if you're scoring at home. So that'll bring up Ben Mayer. He's 0-1. Andre Duenas. First pitch is in there for a strike. Ground ball. That one is a foul ball down the third base line as Labou caught it in foul territory. Another big chopper. So Martin starting his third inning here. He's through 2 2/3 here. Only allowed one runner to even reach third base. Strong starting pitching all week for the Reading Colt 45s. They've been doing it since Wednesday. Had a two-game set with the Novato Knicks. 45 split there. They've won the first two games of the series here against the Reading Tigers. That ball now fouled back 0-2. Breaking ball out of the zone now, 1-2 on Mayer. Martin comes set, fires, and swing and a miss. He struck him out. So two down now. That'll bring up Duenas. Duenas, who's been on the infield the first two games, now in left field tonight. Batting third. Two outs, nobody on. Martin comes set and brings a breaking ball in there. Below the zone, 1-0. That one in there for a strike now, 1-1. One ball, two strikes is that one across the outside corner. That ball popped very high and into foul play. Bertotti giving chase on the first base line, and he's going to make the play. Well, nice play by Jared Bertotti to track that one down. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We head to the bottom of the third here. Colt 45's up 2-0 on the Reading Tigers. Jason Stevenson getting ready to start his third inning of work for the Tigers. Leading off is the Right fielder, pardon me, DH tonight, Hunter Heath. 2-for-5 last night with an RBI and a walk. And he's hit by the first pitch there. Inside fastball on Heath, too far inside as it caught him. Looked like on the upper arm, possibly near the elbow there. But he shakes it off, and that'll be a hit by pitch. That'll bring up Porter. Hit into a fielder's choice his first time up. First pitch misses for a ball from Stevenson. Bertotti on deck. Big hole on the right side. Heath being held on by Carabao over there at first. That ball's at the knees for a strike. 1-1 on Porter here. Heath takes his lead. That ball is grounded to second. Not hit very hard. Only plays at first, and that's where he'll throw it. So score that one a 4-3 fielder's choice. Heath moving up to second. And there's one down now for Bertotti. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Stop by Redding Kia. Test drive one today. We appreciate their support of Redding Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. It's Redding Kia. That'll be you. Jared Bertotti, Simpson University Redhawk out of Susanville, California. Batting right-handed here. Takes the strike. Bertotti grounded into a force out to end the first inning. His first time up. That ball misses now 1-1. Checked his swing. Great day for baseball here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. One ball, one strike, one out, runner on second. That ball is low. 2-1 now on Bertotti. Sunday baseball for you here on the radio. Redding Colt 45 is up 2-0 in the bottom of the third. That ball is called. Strike two now, 2-2. Stevenson hitting his spot on the corner. Heath at second, not being held on. That ball is way outside. Easy take. Now 3-2. Trueblood, the catcher, on deck. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out. Tati trying to drive in the run here. 3-2, and he takes the ball. So a one-out walk. Now there's runners on first and second. And Stevenson issues the base on balls to Bertotti. So here's Trueblood. Interesting walk-up music. They're never going to dance again. That ball is flown out to center field, medium depth, and now coming in. Making the play as Mayer, runners will hold. So a one pitch out there as Trueblood is retired. Score that one a fly out. 7. 2 down now. That'll bring up LeBou. 0-for-1 here. He's got runners on first and second here and an RBI opportunity in the bottom of the second. 45s have scored one each. In the first and the second, it stands at 2-0 here. Had a two-out rally last inning. They'd like nothing more here. And to do it again, first pitch from Stevenson down low, 1-0. Stevenson comes set that ball also down low, now 2-0. Oakland getting the win, 6-1, is Danny Valencia and Marcus Simeon. Both homered. Danny Valencia having a great year for the A's. LeBou here in the driver's seat with a 2-0 hitter's count. Stevenson kicks and fires. That ball misses as well. Now 3-0. Well, big pitch coming up here for Stevenson is trying to keep this deficit at 2. Pitching to the number 8 hitter for the 45s, Austin LeBou. And that one misses. It's a 4-pitch walk. So the bases are loaded now. That'll bring up Taylor. Taylor doubled his last time up down the right field line. Malfe, the right fielder, made a diving play for it, but unable to come up for it. But then there's a two-out double. He eventually came around to score last inning after doubling with two outs. He comes up here with the bases loaded and two down. First pitch in there for a strike on a fastball by Stevenson. Taylor out of Madera, California. Stevenson now in the windup with the bases loaded. Here's the 0-1. That ball hits the outside corner, so nice location there by Stevenson, working him inside and outside with the fastball. Quick 0-2. Oh, and he hit him on the shoulder. So a 0-2 hit by pitch. He's got to be upset with himself there as he was firmly in the driver's seat ahead in the count and forces home a run. So Taylor with an RBI the hard way, hit by a pitch and an RBI. That'll bring up Torres Torioka. He walked and scored in the first, singled in the second. So already taking his third at bat here in the bottom of the third. And he comes up in a big spot with the bases loaded. One run already home here in a 3-0 ball game. And he could break this one open a little bit with a base hit. Outfield playing very deep. First ball is a little bit low to the 45 second baseman. Stevenson still in the windup here with the bases loaded and two down. Comes set now. He's ground ball through the left side. That's going to score at least one. Coming around second. Here's the throw. It's going to be a play at the plate. LeBou is out. A nice play in left field. And that'll end the inning. A phenomenal throw from Troy Duenas out there in left field for the Reading Tigers, cutting LeBou down at the plate. But two runs score on the inning. We head to the top of the fourth. It's 4-0, Colt 45s on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading Zone Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fourth here from Taggart Field. Kyle DeForn, Matty Novelli bringing you Colt 45's baseball. One ball and one strike. Kyle Martin starting his fourth inning of work. He's thrown three shutout innings thus far. Already got a couple strikeouts as well. That ball driven to left field and hit well way back, and that one is gone. That's a home run for Peel, and the Tigers are on the board, and that one had some hang time. Wasn't sure if it was going to get all the way out of here, but it nestles over the left field wall. That's a home run. So Tigers are on the board, 4-1, 45s, as Martin yields the home run. That'll bring up Erickson here. So that's Zach Pete with on the home run there. For the Reading Tigers, 1-0 now on Erickson. Erickson had two hits last night, and three hits the night before. He's been one of the bright spots here for the Tigers as they've dropped the first two in this series. Right in this one, though, 4-1 here as they get one back on the leadoff solo home run by Zach Pete. Playing second base and hitting in the three-hole tonight. Here's Erickson on the 1-1. Breaking ball, and he serves that out into right field, coming in and making the play. Is Hancock. And there's two down now. Rather, one down, I should say. Here's Karabaugh, first baseman. He also had two hits last night, single and a double. And that 24-4 drubbing. It was a 45s hit early and often last night, capping it off in the eighth inning with a Jake Taylor grand slam. In his first start as a 45, he and Chandler Anderson both making their debut last night. That ball is hit to left field. Little carry on it. Porter's got plenty of room here in front of the track, though. That's the second out of the inning, so might have jammed him a little bit there as he got under it. Two down now. One run home here for the Tigers. That'll bring up Malfay. So Chuck Matthew here. Playing right field with the old-timey Sox. Martin fires a fastball high. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's drive of the week is the 2016 Sereno. Test drive one at Redding Kia today. That ball is out to left field. It's going to get down. That's a single on. Taking on one hop out there by Porter. Two-out single by Mathay. That'll bring up Barrington, the catcher. Hitting seventh tonight. He's catching as well. He DH'd and played third in the first and second games of this series. So a lot of versatility on this Tigers team. We've seen infielders and outfielders switching spots. Edwardson is short tonight. Duanis out in left field. Had a nice outfield assist throwing out LeBou to end the inning in the bottom of the third. And keep the lead at 4-0. Now it's 4-1. Kyle Martin has two down here in the top of the fourth. First pitch there is framed on the outside by Trueblood nicely. No balls and a strike. Still a scoreless tie in San Francisco. Dodgers and Giants, 0-0. Jake Peavy doing well. Pickoff throw to first. Bertotti slaps the tag down, but he's back. 4-1 ball game here. Martin comes set. That ball is off the end of the bat and foul. Now 0-2 on Barrington. No balls, two strikes. Martin in the stretch, getting the sign from Trueblood. Runner being held on at first by Bertotti. Here's the 0-2 to Barrington. Ball misses high and outside. The runner takes his lead. Not going. That's a breaking ball. That's off the end of the bat. A little number down to third. LeBou comes up, fields it, makes a strong throw, and that'll end the inning. So one run on the solo home run by Pete. 4-1, Reading Colt 45s. We'll be right back with the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
There's country in the air at the Shasta District Fair featuring High Valley and singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with kids admission 12 and under free and the free prize drawing at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. To save on ride all-day carnival wristbands and admission tickets, go to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th. Fair opens June 15th.
With a rebel yell, Homeless Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Skeet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them.
Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Okay, let's give all a round of applause. That's what I like to see. Let's go, boys.
Going on, you're off the field. And we welcome you back here. Having a lot of fun here between innings. Had the dizzy bat race a couple innings ago. We had the water pitcher race here. Fun for the whole family. Bring the kids. Just $5 a ticket here every game at Tiger Field. Our earliest start times we ever have are 6 p.m. and every game has every seat in the shade by 7 p.m., which is our normal start time, 7:15 usually for first pitch. You can get the entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. Nick Flory is going to relieve Jason Stevenson, so that'll close the book on Stevenson. Three innings, four runs allowed as he exits down 4-1. So Flores will face Hancock, Williams, and Heath. Two, three, four hitters. Flores a lefty here for the Tigers. He'll face Hancock, a lefty, or Williams, a righty, and Heath, another lefty. So slight advantage for the pitcher there. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Their drive of the week, the 2016 Sereno. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of Redding Colt 45's College Summer League Baseball here on KCNR 1460. 4-1. In the bottom of the fourth, 45s have scored in each of the first three innings. One in the first, one in the second, two in the third. So they chase Stevenson. Nick Flores here. Getting ready to start the fourth inning. Washington State Cougar J.J. Hancock in a leadoff. First pitch down in the dirt there. Flory's kind of a high sidearm. That one's over the outside corner. Nice pitch now, 1-1. This is our last home game tonight until the 21st of this month. Redding Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll also do another one July 11th, 12th, and 13th. Hit up Redding Colt 45s for more information there. 2-1 now. You're on Hancock. That ball down in the dirt, 3-1. 17th, 18th, and 19th. We've got away games at the Humboldt B-52, so yours truly will be traveling over to the coast and probably enjoying some slightly cooler weather than here in Redding, and bringing you Redding Colt 45's three of their five away games on the season. 17th, 18th, and 19th of this month, we'll be over there for the Humboldt B-52s. We'll also play the Humboldt Crabs on July 26th and 27th. That's a one-hopper out to second by Hancock, and he's out by half a step. Score that one 4-3 on the putout. One down. That'll bring up Williams. Our next home game here tonight, it's going to be the 21st, which is a Tuesday. We're going to play the Portland All-Stars, first of a three-game series, 21st, 2nd, and 3rd, Tuesday through Thursday. And we'll welcome the Solano Mudcats on that Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So six straight home games, 21st through the 26th of this month. And again, you can catch all of those right here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. First pitch is a strike there to Williams. Flores throws down in the dirt now. It's 1-1. Heath on deck. Williams 0-2 so far. He's struck out and grounded out. 4-1 ball game. 45's already into the Redding Tigers bullpen. That ball is driven out to center, but very high. Going back is Mayer, still going back, and he's going to make the play a few steps in front of the wall. In front of the track, I should say. And a quick two down. So Williams flies out. Score that a fly out to 7. Eight, center field. So here's Heath out of Shawnee, Oklahoma, one of two Oklahomans on the team this year. RBI single in the first. He also walked. Rather, was hit by a pitch in his second plate appearance in the third. One for one. First pitch is in there for a strike from Flores. That ball down low now, 1-1. Giants still scoreless against the Dodgers. Jake Peavy with a strong outing thus far. That ball's in there for a strike now, 1-2. As Flores has come in here throwing strikes. Here's the 1-2 now. That ball is chopped down the first baseline, foul. So Heath staying alive there. 12-2 on Friday night, 24-4 last night. And I was joking with Jake Taylor, who was one of our co-players of the game last night, who had a grand slam. If they were going to go 48-8 tonight, but not on pace, you'd have to score about 5 runs an inning if that were to be the case. Obviously an unsustainable outburst there, swinging a foul ball by Heath, staying alive on 1-2. But they've been impressive thus far, as a lot of close games the first couple weeks. They've really broken out here in the last couple games against the Tigers. On-base percentage is going through the roof here. So 1-2 to Heath. With two down, nobody on. Here's the pitch. And he takes that one very high, 2-2. Of course, critical game 5 of the NBA Finals tomorrow night between the Golden State Warriors up 3-1 on the Cleveland Cavs. Looking forward to that one. Here's the 2-2. The ball's down low. 3-2 now. Golden State winning critical game 4 in Cleveland to go up 3-1 after losing by 30 points the previous game. It's been quite a series so far. Here's the 3-2. That ball is fouled down the right field line. Out in front was Heath. Although I got to say, Warrior Clay Thompson, whose brother is on the LA Dodgers, had a Dodger hat on the other day.
Yeah, I did not like that at all.
San
My dad
Francisco.
Pointed it out
That's,
on TV. I was like, Clay, are you kidding me?
Very, very questionable fashion choices there by
got to represent the Giants, man. It's
exactly.
Our team.
Splash Brother needs to keep it Bay Area.
Exactly. Not L.A. It's no.
Heath walks on a 3-2 pitch there, so a nice at-bat working the count. Give him a base on balls. That'll bring up Porter. Porter, teammate of Ryan Williams at Cal Baptist. He's 0-2 with 2 groundouts. That ball down in the dirt. Nice job by Barrington to keep it in front of him. Colt 45's up 4-1 here. We're in the bottom of the fourth against the Reading Tigers. One run in the first, one in the second, two in the third for the 45s. Two down here in the fourth with a runner on first. They're in danger of having a half inning without a score for the first time tonight. They've already chased Reading starter Jason Stevenson. He gave up 4 runs in 3 innings. Flores in here for the first time in the fourth. That ball is on the corner for a strike, 2-1 now on Porter. Did the old Derek Jeter reach there to make it seem like it was way inside on him, but to no avail. Umpire is not fooled. That's a called strike, 2-1 now. And he chops that one foul. Looks like a breaking ball he was out in front of. Pretty good changeup being shown here by Flores. Very good arm action. He's had a couple of the 45s out on that front foot. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner on first in the bottom of the fourth here. DJ Porter awaits the 2-2 from Flores. That ball is down in the dirt. Nice breaking ball at his back foot. Pitcher's pitch on 2-2, and now Heath will get a head start over there at first. With a full count and 2 down. Bertotti on deck. Should Porter reach. There's... And we've got time here at the plate at the absolute last second. As Flores was staring at Heath at first base. And eventually... Not sure if it was the catcher or the hitter there, but either way, the umpire gives time. Runner goes. That ball is driven out to center field. It's going to be into the gap. Headed to third is Heath. Porter headed to second. Now going to slow down. Here comes the throw home. Edwardson did not get it to him in time, so Heath scores all the way from first on the single, running on the pitch. An aggressive base running there by Hunter. Heath pays off. It's 5-0. And another two-out rally here for the 45s. Great at bat there by Porters. He took a full count pitch, didn't try to do too much with it, just hit it out to right center, went with the outside location. An aggressive base running by Heath, daring him to throw him out. And he was safe by half a step as he slid in before the tag. 5-1, 45s, ball down in the dirt. Below the knees to Bertotti. 1-0. Score that and a single and an RBI for Porter. 1-for-3 now. Bertotti with a line drive to second base, and it eats him up. Now he fields it, and a nice recovery there for the Tigers. And that'll end the inning, so score that one 4-3 on the putout. We head to the top of the fifth, 5-1, 45s. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFoor with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Presentation of Summer League Baseball. Line drive there by Edwardson on the first pitch from Martin. Speared out at short by Zach Taylor. Nice range there. Score that a line out to number 6. And one down on one pitch here. Kyle Martin starting his fifth inning of work, giving up just one run on a solo home run last inning. I'll bring up Chase Root, the catcher. He's 0-for-1. 1-0 as that one misses. Martin wasting no time. Coming with that one, and it's just outside, 2-0. That ball lined into left field down the line. That's going to be a base hit. Root's going to take a big turn around first. He's headed for second. Here comes the throw, and he's going to be in there easily. That's a stand-up double for Chase Root with one out and a nice at-bat, getting something early in the count and being aggressive. Dumps it right down the left field line over LeBoux's head at third. And a runner in scoring position. That'll bring up the top of the lineup in Mayer. And he hits one down the third baseline. Foul. Broken bat there. As his lumber is shattered. The head of the bat goes flying about three quarters of the way to shortstop. So an 0-1 pitch on the way here once he gets a new stick. So a line out and a double for the first two hitters here. Edwardson and Root, and that brings up Mayer. He's down 0-1. Duenas on deck. He's 0-2. 5-1, 45s here in the top of the fifth. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia, their drive of the week, the 2016 Sorento. Stop by and test drive one today at Redding Kia. There's the 0-1. That ball is chopped back to the pitcher. Going to have to hurry. Score it 3-1. And it's into right field. And that's going to score a run. So that score that one an error. Takes a big turn in second, and he's going to hold up. So that'll be an E1 on the throw. Run comes around. Runner to second on the throw. So Mayer ends up at second. Run scores. Still only one out here. 5-2, Colt 45s. That'll bring up Troy Duenas. Had a nice outfield assist out there and left. The throw out, Labou trying to score at home in the bottom of the third for the third out. So Martin gives up a double with one out and then a little nubber out in front of the plate and a bad throw. Make an unearned run, and that one is deep in the hole at short. Taylor unable to come with it, up with it cleanly. Call that one an infield hit and a single. As he would have had a long throw. Ball not hit very hard to the left side and deep in the hole at short. Labou unable to come up with it. The runner's at the corners now. The runner moved up to third on that one. I'll bring up Zach Pete. He homered to lead off the fourth for the first run for the Redding Tigers. He steps in now. The runner's at the corners and one down. He's the beer batter tonight. Dollar off all beers for the rest of the inning for everybody here at Tiger Field should he strike out. First pitch is above the belt. Ball one. Here's the 1-0 from Martin. That ball misses 2-0 now. On deck is Erickson. One out, runners on the corners. Martin would love to roll a double play ball. Torres Torioka shading towards second base for just that occasion. That ball misses high. It's 3-0 now. Martin gets a sign. Now comes set. Here's the pitch to Pete. That ball is hit very high. Shallow in on the infield. At shortstop is Taylor. He's going to make the play for the second out of the inning. So frustrating at bat there for Pete. He gets up 3-0 and then pops out on a 3-0 pitch. So shortstop, score that one a pop out 6. That'll bring out number 21, Brandon Erickson. He's been the best hitter for the Redding Tigers this entire series. 3 hits on Friday, 2 hits last night. He's 0-2 here so far tonight with a ground out and a pop out. Steps in a big spot for the Tigers, down 3, but with 2 men on, including one at third base. Fake throw to first. Runner dives back, no throw. They're going to call it a balk, yes. So that is a balk. Runner will score from third. That's Mayer. Runner heads to second. That's Duenas. And it is 5-3, 45s here. Breaking ball in there. Nice pitch to Erickson as that one drops right at the knees. 0-1 here. 2 runs home for the Tigers. Now a 5-3 ball game. Colt 45's ahead. They've scored at least one run in every inning. That ball is fouled back now 0-2. And some fans in the bleachers just missed a souvenir. Got to bring your gloves, folks. Gloves aren't just for the kids. It can be the difference between a souvenir or not. 0-2 here on Erickson. Martin, one strike from getting out of this one with the lead intact. Breaking ball, that one misses. 1-2. Martin gets a sign, now comes set. He fires that one very high. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs to Brandon Erickson of the Reading Tigers in a 5-3 ball game. And he hit him lower back or perhaps right in the posterior there, but a hit by pitch for Erickson. And runners on first and second now for Carabaugh. We've got activity down in the bullpen. Barrick Fasking going to come out and talk to Martin. That's Andrew Arnold, number 35. A lefty. We've seen him a number of times here in the first couple weeks of the season. This game number 11 of 45 all season long. Hard to believe we're almost a quarter of the way through the season here. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingCole45s.com. Our next home game after tonight will be the 21st. Next weekend we'll be in Humboldt, bringing you Reading Cole 45s at Humboldt B-52s. Going to do a Friday, Saturday, Sunday set there. Over in Humboldt, yours truly be bringing you every game here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Meeting at the mound broken up by the ref. Umpire. Ref. I'm in basketball mode still.
I was like, wait, what?
The officials have deemed us ready for competition. And with two outs, runners on first and second, Martin's going to stay in the ballgame. That ball very high to Carabaugh. So after two comfortable 45 blowouts in the first two games, we've got a 5-3 ballgame here in the bottom of the fifth. Reading Tigers hanging tough. That's a line drive up the middle. It's going to get through. Coming up and throwing is Williams. We're going to have a play at the plate. No, he's going to score. That's an RBI single for Carabaugh. Make it 5-4, Colt 45s. So three runs across here in the top of the fifth, and the Reading Tigers putting something together the third time through the lineup against Kyle Martin, former Red Bluff Spartan. Score that one a single for Carabaugh. Erickson now at second. And it looks like we're going to have a pitching change. Let's take a short 60-second break here. We'll be right back with more Cole 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We're in the top of the fifth here. Three runs across for the Reading Tigers against your hometown Reading Colt 45s. Andrew Arnold in to relieve Kyle Martin. It's a 5-4 ball game. 45 scored one in the first, one in the second, two in the third, and one in the fourth. Tigers broke through the solo home run in the fourth, and they've scored three here in the top of the fifth with two down and runners on first and second. Lefty Andrew Arnold relieving Kyle Martin. With runners on first and second, he's doing his warm-up pitches here. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Reading Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week is the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one at Reading Kia today, so we appreciate Reading Kia's proud support of Reading Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. So after the RBI single by Carabaugh, that's going to bring up Mathay. He's already 2-for-2 tonight. Two singles. He's got runners on first and second against Andrew Arnold. 6'4", lefty out of Sacramento City College. And we're lined up and ready to go here. Two down here, top of the fifth. Arnold gets the sign from True Blood. Now comes set at the belt. He's ready and he fires. First pitch is high for a ball. You're just joining us. We're locked up in a good one. 5-4, top of the fifth. Redding versus Redding. Here's the 1-0 from Arnold. That ball's in there for a strike. 1-1. LeBou at third. Taylor at short. Torres Torioka at second. Bertotti at first. True Blood catching for lefty Andrew Arnold. That's a line drive. Well, rather a hard hit ground ball foul by Mathay. It's a strike. Now 1-2. Arnold coming out of the bullpen throwing strikes. Quickly ahead now. Now kicks and fires. That ball very high. 2-2. Perhaps trying to add a little bit more velocity there. Mathay, the eighth man to bat in the inning for the Tigers. As he reaches out and just serves that one out in the infield. Very high and short taken by Torres Torioka. Score that one to pop out to four. That'll end the inning, but three across here as they bring it to 5-4 deficit. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's
go, make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth here. We've got a good game going as it's 5-4 Redding Colt 45's over the Redding Tigers. Jason Stevenson started this one for the Redding Tigers. He went three innings, gave up four runs. He's been relieved by Flores. He gave up one run in the bottom of the fourth. Tigers came storming back with one in the fourth and three in the fifth. They put together a little bit of a rally, sent eight men to the plate in the top of the inning to cut that lead from 5-1 to 5-4. Leading off for the 45s here is Zach Trueblood. He's 0-2, hitting his seventh. So we got the 7, 8, 9 hitters here against Flores. Going to be Trueblood, LeBou, and Taylor. Taylor's already doubled and scored and has an RBI. That's fisted out to center field. It's going to get down. That's a little excuse me single for Zach Trueblood, because he got jammed, but strong enough to just serve it out there into center. A weaker man would have popped that up to second base, but not Redding native Zach Trueblood able to fist it out into center. That's a leadoff center for LeBou. Leadoff single, I should say. So let's see what Cattaray wants to do here with LeBou. Third baseman hitting eighth tonight. Taylor on deck against the lefty Flores. Trueblood, the catcher at first, being held on. And that ball is on the inside corner at the knees for a strike. Here's the 0-1 to LeBou. And that ball is outside now, 1-1. Here's number 9. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch to LeBou. That's grounded to third base. Deep in the hole, and it glances off the third baseman Root's glove and past Edwardson, the shortstop, and into left field. So an alert heads-up play there by Trueblood as he heads to third. So Root now at third. Edwardson still at shortstop. Duane is still in left, but a misplay there. That'll be a single for LeBou. Trueblood all the way over to third, and that'll bring up Taylor. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. 45's threatening again. They've scored in every inning. One in the first, second, and fourth. They got two in the third here. Bottom of the fifth, runners at the corners and nobody out. Right back in business. Madera, California native Zach Taylor watches the first one in there for a strike. Flores up 0-1. Here's the pitch to Taylor. Breaking ball over the outside corner. Pitcher's strike there, 0-2. Comes to the belt now, set. Here's the 0-2 to Taylor. Up high, 1-2. Barrington still behind the plate. For the Tigers, one ball, two strikes. LeBou at first with a good size lead. Now stretches out a little more, being held on by Carabaugh. That ball down in the dirt. Nice job by Barrington. Keep it in his glove now, 2-2 on Taylor. Taylor doubled and scored in the second with two outs. Also drove in a run by being hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the third inning. Ball is fouled out of play. We'll keep it 2-2. He spoils that fastball out into South City Park here behind us.
Let me check. I haven't seen my daughter.
He resets. We're ready to go again with another 2-2. LeBou now stretching that lead out even more at first. Called strike three as Taylor's set down looking. So one out with runners on the corners. That'll ring up Torres Torioka. Torioka, 2-for-2. He's also walked and scored. He's also got an RBI. Another nice night at the top of the lineup here for the Hawaii native. Takes the first one inside for a ball. Plays a pretty solid second base, but my gosh, when you get him on the base paths, hard to slow him down. He's been on base all week long against the Reading Tigers here. Here's the 1-0 in an RBI spot here. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Nice pitch from Flores. On deck, J.J. Hancock. Five to four, 45s. One ball, one strike, one out. Runners on first and third. And that ball is popped up. Looks like it's going to be out of play, and it is. Behind the screen here. Out into the parking lot. It's now 1-2. Hancock on deck has walked. He's also 1-for-2 with an RBI. And he'd love to get up there in an RBI spot as well. Torioka here. Trying to get the runner in from third with less than two down. Big hole on the right side as runner's being held on at first. That ball is popped up very high on the infield here. Looks like it's going to be taken at second base. And it is, so that'll be the second out of the inning. So a tough at-bat there for Torres Torioka as he pops out. Two down now. Here's Hancock. Walked in the first, had an RBI single in the second. He's also grounded out. 5-4, 45s. He'd like to add at least one insurance run here if possible. Big swing by Hancock. 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Their test drive, their drive of the week, the Kia Sorento. Test drive one at Redding Kia today. Here's the 0-1 to Hancock. Tonight's a right fielder. That ball is driven up the middle. And a seeing-eye single. As the second baseman able to cut it off, keep it from going to the outfield, but no play. Looked like it was kind of off the end of the bat, but right up the middle through the box, and nobody's able to make a play on it. Scored a single and an RBI for Hancock. Runners on first and second now. For center fielder Ryan Williams out of Cal Baptist University. One of the big boppers here for the 45s. He's got two homers already through the first 10 games. He leads the team in that category. Right up there in RBIs as well. First pitch to Williams, and he checks his swing but is unable to keep from going around. That's 0-1. Looks like he was looking breaking ball there, and the fastball tied him up a little bit. Tried to hold it back but unable to do so. Swing and a miss, and a quick 0-2 here on Williams. So the 45s in each of the last three innings have scored with two outs. This inning, no exception. They've got one across. They'd like to get a couple more. Runners on first and second for the number three hitter, center fielder Williams. Ball very high, 1-2 now. 6-4 ball game. It's been a good one, back and forth between the Tigers and the Colt 45s here. Here's the 1-2. That ball is hit very high out to shallow center field, taking it at second base. And that'll end the inning. Score to pop out to number four. One run across. It's 6-4. Redding Colt 45s. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110 or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the sixth here, Sacramento native 6'4 lefty Andrew Arnold starting his second inning of work here. He came in and relieved Martin in the fifth, who got a new pitcher. It's Ignacio Diaz making his Colt 45's debut here on the season. Ignacio out of UC Davis, a 6'3 catcher out of Vallejo, California, making his 45's debut this half inning. Just got in. He's going to catch lefty Andrew Arnold in a 6-4 ball game. That ball is fouled back over our heads here in the broadcast booth. I think I saw Matty Flinch on that one. Outfielder's instinct there a little bit.
My instinct's to go first step back, and that's what I did, you know?
Well, they'd have to hit it pretty well to get it over the screen, but still not over our heads. It'd have to be hit pretty much perfectly as Barrington down 0-1 here against the lefty Arnold. That's a breaking ball, and he squares that one up, but hits it foul on the right field line. A quick 0-2 here. Barrington 0-2 so far. He's grounded out twice. Catching tonight, he's been the DH and the third baseman in the first two nights, so a lot of moving around for the Reading Tigers here. We've seen catcher Chase Root out there at third base after catching the first two games. Here's the 0-2 from Arnold. That ball's chopped down the first base line. Jammed him. It'll stay 0-2. Giants up 2-0 after a 2-1. Jock Peterson hit a solo home run for the Dodgers to follow a two-run home run by Brandon Belt. So 2-1. Pitching is Hunter Strickland now for the Giants in the seventh. 45's up 6-4 here. 0-2 pitch coming from Andrew Arnold. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a breaking ball down in the dirt. Nice pitch by the Sacramento native. One down. Barrington goes down swinging. Here's Edwardson. He's 0-2 thus far. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Kia. Their drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one at Reading Kia today. Our thanks to them for their support of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. One out, nobody on. First pitch is down low to Edwardson for a ball. It's been all 45s in the series thus far, 12-2 on Friday, 24-4 last night. But a 6-4 ball game. We've got a good one going here. That ball's down in the dirt now, 2-0 from Arnold. He's going to take his glove off, work on the ball, and think about it for a second. On deck is Root, the third baseman. That ball in there for a strike now, 2-1.
Yeah, you showed him to me. Yeah.
No.
Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch from Arnold. Down in the dirt now, 3-1. Looks like he might have lost his footing a little bit there. That ball misses as well as on a 3-1 pitch outside. So Martin, or rather I should say Arnold, with a one-out walk. That'll bring up Root. Root 1-for-2 with a double. He also scored a run in that fifth inning when the Tigers pushed three across. He'll come up with that one-out and one-on against Andrew Arnold. Bertotti holding the runner at first. Big hole on the right side. That pitch outside, 1-0. On this day in baseball, 1962, the Braves won 15-2 over the Dodgers with both Hank and Tommy Aaron connecting on home runs. They would also go on to do that two more times that year in 1962. Hammer and Hank, one of the greatest of all time, and his brother both going deep on the same day in 1962. A stay in baseball. Ball is down in the dirt now, 2-0 from Arnold. Of course, Aaron, one of the more gracious superstars to ever grace the American stage as well. Runner false fake say. Run towards second. Diaz wants to go out and talk about it as now it's 3-0 en route. Diaz, a well thought of catcher out of UC Davis. Excited to see what he can do here. He saw Jonathan Alvarez have four hits last night. Catcher out of Harris Stowe State University by way of Venezuela. And, of course, Zach Trueblood has comported himself well, both offensively and defensively as well. So a lot of depth behind the plate for the Colt 45s this year. Excited to see what Diaz can do in at least one at-bat tonight. I'm sure Greg Cataray, manager of the 45s, wanted to get him at least one at-bat. And they're up 6-4. Arnold Brings the 3-0. That's a swing and a miss on a pitch that might have been ball four below the zone, but Root with the green light on 3-0. It's now 3-1, still in the driver's seat. Edwardson at first with a modest lead. That ball is outside and two straight walks now by Arnold with one down. And that'll turn it over to the top of the lineup. That's Mayer. He had an RBI last time in the third, or in the fifth, I should say. So two straight walks here, runners on first and second for Ben Mayer, center fielder. One for three with a walk, one for three with a strikeout and an RBI, I should say. One down here. That ball is chopped up the middle. Torres Torioka takes it, touches second, 4-3 double play, just like that. The inning is over. Nice play by Ryan Torres Torioka out at second. We head to the bottom of the sixth. It's 6-4 Reading, Colt 45s. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Marvel as an owl flies inches from your head, see a porcupine up close, and try to dig faster than a badger at Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Trust. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We head to the bottom of the sixth here. We're locked up in a good one. 6-4 Colt 45s over the Reading Tigers. 45s have scored in every single inning tonight. Problem is they've only scored more than one run twice. One in the first, one in the second, two in the third, one in the fourth, one in the fifth. And the Reading Tigers put up a three spot in the fifth as well as one in the fourth. It's 6-4. We've got the 4-5-6 hitters. It's going to be Hunter Heath, the DH, leading off here. Heath, 1-for-1. He's also drawn a walk and been hit by a pitch. He scored a run and has an RBI. First pitch is a strike there. That ball's topped a little bit. Oh, and past the pitcher. Third baseman now comes up, makes the play, and the throw is wide. He's not going to be able to get it. It pulls Carabao off the bag at first. Tough play at third. Went right under the pitcher's glove. Third baseman Root had it. We'll call that one a single. That'll bring up Porter. Porter had an RBI single in the fourth. He's 1-for-3. Porter in left field tonight. We've been impressed by his approach. He's pretty much a line drive machine. Doesn't really get fooled by speed or location quite a bit. He's usually very balanced. Works the count. He's up 1-0 as that one's in the dirt. He's put good swings on the ball. That's a foul ball off to the right side as he checked his swing there. 1-1 now. Flores relieved in the fourth. He's allowed two runs in two innings. Walked Heath to lead off this inning here. Now faces the number five hitter, DJ Porter, the left fielder. That ball's outside now, 2-1. Bertotti on deck to follow. Against the lefty Flores here. Heath being held on at first. Good size hole on the right side. Second baseman shading slightly toward the bag. Shortstop in normal position. That is a chopper up the middle. Going to be a tough play here. Second baseman unable to come up with it cleanly as Pete knocks it around a little bit. We'll see how they want to score that. That's going to be an E4. So runners on first and second now, and Flores gives them a word of encouragement there. Says, I'll pick you up, teammate. And that's something you just got to pitch through as a pitcher. Bertotti's going to bat with runners on first and second here. And on deck's going to be Ignacio Diaz, who came in defensively last time. That's a ball out into left center field. That's going to be a base hit. Coming around to score is going to be Heath. He will score easily without a throw. Headed over to third is Porter, and that's an RBI single for Jared Bertotti. Wasting no time on the first pitch, serving it out into left center there. 7-4, 45s, and they have scored in every inning tonight. And looking to put up a crooked number here. Runners on first and third for Ignacio Diaz out of UC Davis, the Aggie, making his first plate appearance on the season here for the Red and Gold 45s. Good-sized guy for a catcher, 6'3". And on the north side of 200, making his first at-bat here on the season in a 7-4 ball game and an RBI spot. That ball's down low, 1-0 now. Porter at third. Bertotti at first. He's already got an RBI this inning on the single. Scoring was Heath, who walked to open the frame. Singled to open the frame, pardon me. Here's the 1-0 to Diaz. Breaking ball drops in there for our strike. 1-1 now. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Test drive a Kia Sorento today. Their Redding Kia Drive of the Week. That's Redding Kia. Proud to support Redding Cole 45's baseball here. 1-1. Diaz swings in a line drive to third base, and it's off his glove. It's going to kick into the short grass in left field there. That'll be a single. As an absolute rocket by Diaz. And an RBI in his first at bat. Welcome to the 45s, Ignacio Diaz. It's 8-4 as the 45s have two now. They've stretched this one out to 8-4 now. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. They've gone 1-1-2, 1-1-2 in the first through sixth innings here and looking for more here. Here's LeBoux. He's walked and singled 1-for-2. First pitch is in there for a strike from Flores. Now we're seeing some activity down there in the Redding Tigers bullpen. LeBoux now ready. Here comes the 0-1. That's a line drive into right field, coming on quickly and making the play as he's sliding in a nice play by the right fielder Mathade out there. Scored a line out to number 9 and on a sinking play, he goes down and slides feet first. Nice play for out number 1. That'll bring up Zach Taylor out of Cal State Monterey Bay. So Flores now with one down, runners on first and second. First pitch to Taylor, and he hit him in the shoulder. And Taylor's got to wonder what the Redding Tigers ever did to him. He's been hit by a pitch multiple times here in this series. Obviously, that one just got away from Flores. No ill intent there. And it looks like we're going to have a pitching change. Let's take a quick 60-second break here on KCNR 1460. It's 8-4. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go, summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
One out here from Tagger Field. It's 8-4. New pitcher here for the Redding Tigers. We'll get you that info here in 1 second. Redding Colt 45's Ryan Torres Torioka set to come up in an 8-4 ball game. They've already scored two here in the sixth and looking for more with just one out. New pitcher is number 5. That's Casey Duenas. Got two Duenases here on the Redding Tigers. Troy Duenas starting in left tonight. He was in the infield the first two games. So Ferguson's going to pinch run for Taylor. That'll close the book on Taylor tonight as he took two hit-by-pitches. Tonight had one last night and one on Friday, so four hit-by-pitch in three games. Don't know what he did to the Redding Tigers in a past life, but he's paid for it this weekend with four hit-by-pitches. He's relieved by Ferguson, who will come in and presumably be the shortstop unless we move something around. Ferguson has typically been at second base, but we saw in a substitution last night, LeBou played short. He's typically been at third base as well. So Greg Cataray seeing some flexibility defensively. As we also had Torres Torioka pitch an inning last night in the blowout.
That was pretty fun to watch these guys that don't even pitch.
Well, I was impressed with Torres Torioka's pitching. He was throwing some gas out there.
So was DJ Porter. He was throwing some heat, too.
First pitch there, and he lines it out to right field. That ball is hit well, but it's going to be caught. Tagging and scoring from third base is Bertotti. So a third run comes across here. Scored a sac fly and an RBI for Torres Torioka. Nice job there. To drive home Bertotti, staying at second is Diaz, and staying at first is Ferguson. That'll bring up Hancock with runners on first and second now and two down. 9-4 is the Colt 45s put up three insurance run here. Not done yet. The Washington State Cougars own J.J. Hancock here. Watches a breaking ball in there for a strike. Had an RBI single in the second. And an RBI single in the fifth. He's 2-for-3, also drawn a walk. As he has been an on-base machine thus far. And early in this season, that ball is fouled back to the screen now, 0-2. Ryan Williams on deck as Hancock, the eighth man, sent to the plate this inning. 45's batted around in three separate innings last night. Haven't yet batted around tonight, but eight men sent here in the bottom of the sixth. That ball is fouled back over our heads by Hancock into the laser tag area here. Lots of fun stuff for the kids between innings, both on and off the field. Great snack bar. They got a grill down here with some tri-tip, dogs and burgers. It doesn't cost normally. Like, I was actually kind of surprised how reasonable the food is here.
Yeah,
usually
bad.
You think you're going to pay movie theater type prices. Right. That ball is driven deep to right center field by Hancock. Headed back in and not being able to get it is Mayer. That ball is up against the wall and it's going to roll for a while. Two runs will score. Headed around to third is Hancock. That's a two-run triple for J.J. Hancock, and the 45s have blown this one open. It's 11-4. They've scored every inning so far tonight, and it's been ones and twos up till the sixth inning, and you just felt they were waiting to explode in a five spot here as J.J. Hancock absolutely rocks that one to right center field. Nearly got it out of here. But it's a two-run triple, fourth triple of the year for the Reading Colt 45s. Going to bring up Ryan Williams out of Cal Baptist University. First pitch to Williams, and that ball kicks off the catcher. Coming home is Hancock, and they're going to have no play whatsoever. He scores on the pass ball. So Hancock comes home. It's 'll put Duenas back in the windup now as nobody on base. Seven runs already home here in on the inning. It's 13-4. Reading Colt 45s. They break through for the big inning here. It's 2-0 now as that breaking ball missed. Here's Duenas. That ball is popped up on the infield. Should be playable at third base by Root. And he's going to make the play. That'll end the inning. But seven runs here as the 45s blow it open. It's 13-4. We head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Uncle Bob, where does Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
We head to the top of the seventh here, 13-4, Reading Colt 45s as they score seven in the top of the sixth. Andrew Arnold, number 35, the Sacramento native. 6-4 left-hander, gets ready to start another inning of work. He threw a scoreless sixth after relieving in the fifth and getting the last out, so he's gone 1 1/3 thus far. Leading off for the Reading Tigers is going to be Troy Duenas. And it's 1-0 here. That's a ground ball to short. Going over is Ferguson, and he's going to make the play. Nice throw there by Noah Ferguson, Reading, California native, former Shasta Wolf. Came in and pinch ran for Zach Taylor, who was hit by a pitch for the second time in the game. No injury there for the Madera, California native, but four hit by pitches in three games, including two tonight. So Cataray getting his starting shortstop out of there, getting Ferguson some experience there at shortstop. Nobody out, or one out and nobody on here, and that'll bring up Pete. He homered in the top of the fourth to break the scorelessness for the Tigers. First pitch is down low for a ball. That is lone hit as he's 1-for-3 thus far. That ball is hit hard down the left field line, and it's a fair ball. That's going to be extra bases as he heads towards second. Porter digs it out and makes the throw, and he's going to be in there with a stand-up double. Nice play there by Zach Pete. As he's on second base with one out, and that'll bring up Erickson. So Pete's second hit of the night. He's 2-for-4. home run and a single. Or double, I should say. Home run and a double. That'll bring up Erickson. 0 for 2. He's been hit by a pitch. 13 to 4. Redding Colt 45s. Arnold throws a breaking ball and he's out in front. Chops it foul. 0-1 here. If you've got the Sharks game DVR'd and you don't want to know who wins, earmuffs for the next 10 seconds. Pittsburgh pulls it out 3-1 in San Jose to win the Stanley Cup. So Sharks, in their first ever Stanley Cup appearance, fall in six games to the Stanley Cup champion, Pittsburgh Penguins. Congratulations to Pittsburgh. We'll get them next year, Sharks fans.
My dad's going to be very upset about that.
First time, 25 years in franchise history, first time. Into the Stanley Cup Finals. An absolutely great season by Coach Greg DeBoer, Joe Thornton, and the guys. And, of course, the goalie for the Sharks absolutely standing on his head. The puck was in their zone pretty much the entire series, it seemed like. That's a ground ball single to right field, not hit very hard. Coming up, throwing is Heath, and he's going to be safe at home. A nice job diving in at home and avoiding the tag is Pete. That'll be an RBI single, and he'll advance to second on the throw. 13-5. Colt 45's here, still only one out. So RBI single there for Erickson. That'll bring up Carabaugh. Carabaugh 2 for 3 with a single. Two singles and an RBI, I should say. Just past 8 o'clock here, one out in the top of the 7th. Colt 45's up 13-4. Andrew Arnold gets a ground ball deep in the hole. It's short. That's going to get past Ferguson coming up and taking it as Porter, so he'll hold the runner at third. That's Erickson. Single by Carabaugh. Runners at first and third now. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Their drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of the Redding Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. So Arnold, the runners at the corners here. 13-5 here on KCNR 1460. Colt 45s steadily scoring drip, drip, drip through the first five innings and then exploding for seven runs. In the bottom of the sixth to make it 13-4. Tigers threatening here with only one out. That ball's down in the dirt now, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Runners on the corners for Mathay. He's 2 for 3 with two singles already tonight. Arnold kicks and fires. That's a ground ball up the middle. Torres Torioka takes it, tag second, 4-3, double play. And no, Bertotti unable to scoop it out. As a tough play there, he had to take it on the short hop. So score that one. 4, fielder's choice. And an RBI by Mathay. Scoring on the play is Erickson. It's 13-6. Second run scored here. As Torioka had a little more time than he thought he might have. Rushed that throw a little bit, and he's got a cannon. Would have had him by a step if the throw was in the dirt. Bertotti tried to scoop it out. And it kicked up off his glove, just unable to come up with it. Tough play all around. But a fielder's choice in an RBI. That'll bring up Carabaugh. Sorry, Barrington. That'll bring up Barrington here. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball from Arnold at a pretty pitch. Had him way out in front. 0-1 on the breaking ball below the knees. Runner on first, two down here. 13-6. Is your score. Lights are on here at Tiger Field. We're about 45 minutes away from dusk here. Playing in the shadows here, only part of center field still in the sunlight. Great weather here, every seat in the shade at Tiger Field. One ball, one strike, two down here. Arnold trying to get out of the seventh here. And limit the damage, throws over to first, and Bertotti has to come off the bag. to make the play. Nice job to keep that one from going into right field. Of course, the news of the day in the sports world is Draymond Green suspended for Game 5 of the NBA Finals tomorrow night.
Crazy.
Many people saying that the Warriors should still win the game anyway at home. It'll be interesting to watch that one. Definitely be tuned in.
Well, it shouldn't be just on one person to win a game, you know?
Well, you know, anybody who watched that Warriors game last night, they were really... the charitable way to say it is they were letting them play. The less charitable way to say it is they were not calling fouls.
Yeah.
There were players shoving each other all over the place, and Green and James got into it. And Green, because of his issues earlier in the season, in the playoffs here, getting suspended. That's a swing and a miss there on a pitch from Arnold. That'll end the inning on the strikeout. We're headed to the bottom of the seventh here. We're going to seventh inning stretch time, 13-6. Reading Colt 45 as you're listening. Colt 45 is baseball. KCNR 1460.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just a dollar. The Butterfly House is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We're here at the bottom of the seventh. Leading off was Hunter Heath with a single, and they attempted to throw behind him at first base. That ball went into the dugout, so he's at second base here to start. Score that one a single and an E8. So Heath at second, Porter now. With nobody on and a runner at second here in the bottom of the seventh. 13-6 ball game. Colt 45's leading. And he watches the strike now 1-1. Duenas, the lefty, still on the mound. He came in last inning in relief. That's a breaking ball that had some hang time on it. Porter fouls it back to the screen. It's 1-2. He'd probably like to have another chance at that one. A lot of strike zone on that one. Bertotti on deck. He'd hit right-handed against the left-handed Duenas. That's Hunter Heath, who's been on base all day. Three hits, a walk, and a hit by pitch. He's been on base five times in five at-bats. DJ Porter, he's got an RBI. He's 1-for-4. One, two on Porter. Duenas with a big kick and a fire. That ball is fouled out of play towards the parking lot. View the beautiful Reading Library here at Tiger Field. It's 1-2 on DJ Porter. Down at South City Park, near historic Gene's Hamburgers, here in West Reading. It's a 1-2 pitch on DJ Porter. He watches that one and misses outside, 2-2. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Kia. Kia's drive of the week is the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Kia Reading. Proud supporters of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Duenas now comes set, kicks and fires. That ball outside once again. Heath out there at second. It's a 13-6 ball game. Here's the 2-2. Called strike three, and Porter goes down. Watches that one, and he has a little word with the umpire afterward. Didn't agree with him there. That'll bring up Bear Toddy. RBI single his last time up. 1-for-3. He's also drawn a walk. Scored twice. Runner on second. One down now. Watches that one high above the numbers. From Duenas. 1-0 here. On deck is Ignacio Diaz. He had an RBI single in his debut. Came in in the top of the sixth, I should say. Defensively, that one is a strike there to Bertotti. One ball, one strike, one out now. Lee Bertotti, then Diaz, then Labou. That ball is served out into right field. Coming on and making the play is Mathay. Faking a tag and headed back to second is Heath. So that'll be an unproductive out there for Bertotti. Scored a line out to 9. That'll bring up Diaz. He had a line drive shot past the third baseman. Too hot to handle. It was an RBI single in his first at bat. 1-for-1. Diaz out of UC Davis. The Aggie making his debut here tonight. Got a duck on the pond out there at second with two down. Coming into the... That ball is fouled off down the right field line. Coming into the on-deck circle now is Jake Taylor. That's a nice job there by Diaz. He actually hit a moving target out there, a truck leaving the parking lot. It's not easy to do. Oh and one here, two down to Diaz. He chops that one to third. Coming up, and it kicks off the third baseman, and they're going to have no play. So score that one an E5 en route. Diaz reaches. Now bring up Jake Taylor. He was our co-player of the game last night. As Taylor went 3-for-5, 2 walks, 4 runs scored, including a grand slam home run in the 8th inning with 4 RBI, so a great game in his first start. He batted second and played third base last night. He's pinch hitting tonight for third baseman Austin Labou, so that'll close the book on Labou. He's 1-for-4. 1-for-3, I should say, also drew a walk. So Taylor will get the at-bat here with the 45s up 13-7. On deck is Ferguson, who came in and pinch ran in the sixth for Zach Taylor after he was hit by a pitch. Two down now, runners at the corners. That's the old 58-footer as it bounces in front of the plate, 1-0. Taylor with an absolutely impressive debut last night. Looking to tack on some extra ones here for the 45s. In the seventh, that ball down low, 2-0 now. Taylor out of Seattle University, native of Boise, Idaho. Ahead now 2-0 in the count, Duenas. The lefty taking a long look in to Barrington. Now he's ready. That ball is outside, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Jake Taylor, so we'll see how aggressive he wants to be here. He's got one base to play with. Runners at the corners, doesn't necessarily have to give in here. That ball misses, so a four-pitch walk to Jake Taylor. That'll bring up Noah Ferguson, former Shasta Wolf down at Butte College now.
Nathan Redding, California. He plays at Butte College. Here's your stop number 19, Noah Ferguson.
So here's Ferguson. Heath's been out on the base pass quite a bit this inning. He's still at third. With the bases loaded for Ferguson, that ball is down low, 1-0. A's winner 6-1 today with three home runs. Get you a Giants update here in just 1 second. 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth. Giants winning. Joe Panic at bat. So a strong start today by Jake Peavy. As he's in line for the win. Two balls, no strikes here on Ferguson in a 13-6 ball game. 45s leading the Reading Tigers. That's a breaking ball right in there for a strike. Nice pitch by Duenas, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two out. Bases loaded. Noah Ferguson at the plate. Duenas gets the sign. Now he's ready. That ball is chopped and fouled off of Ferguson. So 2-2 now. Torres Torioka on deck. He had an RBI sack fly last time. He's also walked and scored and has two hits. So a typical Ryan Torres Torioka game. On base more often than not. Moving runners and playing pretty good defense. Here's the 2-2 to Ferguson. Called strike three, and he got him on the inside corner. That'll end the inning. So we head to the top of the eighth, 13-6 here. Reading Colt 45s. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Calling all beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Reading Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu for Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Add a scoring correction here for the Colt 45's in the bottom of the sixth. That is actually six runs, not seven. So a slight scoring mishap there on the scoreboard. It's 12-6. Colt 45 is your pitcher now. Is going to be Zach Morgan out of Simpson College, number 41. Left-hander pitching for Greg Catteray, Simpson University Redhawks out there. And also for his college manager here for the Red and Colt 45s this summer. Making his, as far as I can tell, second appearance here thus far on the season. Tigers got two in the top of the seventh. 45s actually held scoreless in the bottom of the seventh for the first time this game. And Bigelow is going to pinch hit here for Edwardson. So Morgan in the windup here. Top of the eighth, 12-6 here from Tiger Field. First pitch is high and outside for a ball. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Their drive of the week is the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Proud supporters of the Redding Colt 45s here on the radio. Here's the 1-0, very high, 2-0. Ball is just a bit low now, 3-0, so Morgan's still trying to find the range here. Sometimes from that bullpen mound to the actual mound can be a slight transition. And that pitch is very high. Four-pitch walk to Bigelow to start the inning. One out, nobody on. That'll bring up Chase Root, third baseman. Tonight he's caught the first two games of this series on Friday and Saturday. Barrington doing the duties tonight for the Tigers. Root, the number nine hitter against the lefty Morgan. That ball also very high. Root's doubled and walked. He's one for two. Scored a run in the fifth following that double. Breaking ball doesn't break there for Morgan. Still trying to find the range here. 2-0 now. Top of the lineup due up after Root here. Ben Mayer, he's one for four with a double. Called strike there now, 2-1. Checking the runner at first. Bertotti holding him on. Now Morgan kicks and fires. That ball is in there for a strike. Nice pitch. As Root checked his swing, but it's in there anyway. 2-2 now. Two balls and two strikes. Bigelow on first. Here's the pitch to Root. No, it's a throw over to first, and the runner's back. 12-6 here in the top of the eighth. 45's looking for the three-game sweep here on the Redding Tigers. 12-2 on Friday, 24-4 last night, 12-6 tonight. As a swing and a miss, he struck him out. Beautiful breaking ball there by Zach Morgan, and Root is set down on strikes. One down. That'll bring up center fielder Ben Mayer. Staying in the game and playing third base is Jake Taylor. Here's the pitch, and it's in there to Mayer, 0-1. No balls, one strike, one out. Ball down in the dirt. Nice job by Diaz to block it. Keep it in front of him. Runner holds it first. Here's the 1-1 from Morgan. That ball is chopped up the middle. Ferguson going to take it. 6-4 and no chance to throw him out at first and get the double play. So Torres Torioka takes a bite out of it. That ball chopped up the middle, not hit very hard. Ferguson just flips it for the sure out. Scored that one 6-4. That'll bring up Duenas. Two outs now here. Runner on first as Mayer replaces Bigelow. Duenas 1-for-4 with a single. Breaking ball very, very early on that one. Swing and a miss as that one's down in the dirt. Nice pitch from Morgan Fulden. 0-1. Ready again now comes set. That ball is chopped up the middle and taking it as Torres Torioka. 4-6 on the putout. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom in the eighth here. It's 12-6, 45. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Leading off the bottom of the eighth here for your hometown Reading, Colt 45 is going to be Ryan Torres Torioka. He's 2-for-3 with a sack fly, two RBIs, and a run scored. He's also drawn a walk. So another full scorecard night for Ryan Torres Torioka. No surprise for the speedy Hawaii Pacific University. Reading Colt 45's leadoff hitter. As he'll face Duenas, starting another inning of work. Duenas got the first scoreless inning of the night for the Reading Tigers in the seventh. That ball is hit very high into shallow left field. Going out and taking it is the shortstop, and he's going to make the play. Looks like Pete's move over to shortstop over there. Bigelow now at second base. So that'll be a pop out to number six. We're going to have a pinch hitter for Hancock. It's going to be Jeff Ahern. He's going to bat right-handed against the lefty Duenas here, so that'll close the book on Hancock. Another great game for him. Three hits, including an RBI triple. He had four RBIs on the night. Also drew a walk. 3-for-4 and a walk. Four RBIs for J.J. Hancock. Nice night. Or the Washington State Cougar first pitches a strike there to Jeff Ahern out of Cal State Monterey Bay. Former Anderson Cub. Here's the 0-1 from Duenas. And that one's in the dirt in front of the plate. 2-1 now. Get you some scores from around the league. Blue Jays beat the Orioles 10-9. Tampa Bay over Houston 5-0. Oakland beat Cincinnati 6-1. Cubs absolutely dismantle the Braves 13-2. 4-1, Detroit over the Yankees. Here's the 1-1 to Ahern. That ball misses 2-1. White Sox fall to the Royals 3-1. Mets lose to the Brewers 5-3. Twins over the Red Sox 7-4. Here's the 2-1. That one's in there for a strike now, 2-2. Indians over the Angels 8-3. Phillies fall to the Nats 5-4. Marlins get shut out 6-0 by the Diamondbacks. Padres lose to the Rockies 2-1. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that ball's down in the dirt as well. So Ahern works it full. with one down here. Rangers beat the Mariners 6-4. Cardinals over the Pirates 8-3. And the Dodgers and the Giants still going here in the ninth inning. I'll get you an update on that one in just 1 second here. Three balls, two strikes on Ahern with one out, nobody on. And he chops that one foul, just barely got a piece of it. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. The drive of the week is the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia, proud supporters of Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460 and streaming all around the world at KCNR1460.com. Here's the 3-2. That ball is off the end of the bat and out into center field. Going to be a tough play, and he's not going to get it. That one's going to fall. It'll be a single for Ahern. And a base hit. That'll bring up Ryan Williams. Williams, an uncharacteristic 0 for 5 tonight. He's been an RBI machine here through the first 2 weeks, but one of the few 45s not to register a hit tonight, as they've put up a 12 spot here thus far. We're in the bottom of the eighth with one out in a 12-6 ball game. Redding Tigers visiting the Redding Colt 45s here at Tiger Field. Duenas, and that one is lying down into the bullpen, and everybody just kind of clinches and braces for impact down there as Barrick Fasking kind of caught off guard by that one. Hope everybody's okay down there.
Barrick's like laughing.
I'll have Voice of the 45s here, Denny Brugman, on the NorCal Sports Hour on Tuesday night. Tune in 6 to 7 every Tuesday to get your NorCal Sports fix here on KCNR 1460. That one's outside now, 2-1. We'll have plenty to talk about on Tuesday night as Game 5 of the NBA Finals is tomorrow night. Warriors trying to close out their back-to-back championship up 3-1. They're going to have a chance to do it at home in front of the home fans in Oracle tomorrow. In Game 5, up 3-1 after winning Game 4 in Cleveland. Oracle Arena has one of my favorite nicknames for any sports arena. They call it Roracle, as it does get raucous in there.
Yeah, my dad said he can't even hear.
It's going to be an absolute madhouse as they have a chance to close out their first title at home. Last year they closed it out in Cleveland, their first title since 1975, the Rick Barry days. Got to go way back for NorCal sports fans to the last Warriors championship before last year, but Monday night they're going to have a chance to close it out at home. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and Williams fouls that one back. It's going to go full. Ahern at first with one out here in the bottom of the eighth. Colt 45's up 12-6, trying to complete a three-game sweep here over the Redding Tigers. Redding Tigers nice enough to fill in for the Santa Rosa Rosebuds, who Friday and Saturday were unable to play the two-game series we originally had planned here due to a medical emergency for one of the family members of the coaching staff. We wish them the best, but our thanks to the Redding Tigers for making what was going to be a one-game series here tonight on a Sunday 6 o'clock start, and they stepped up and played Friday and Saturday as well. Colt 45's winning those games 12-2 and 24-4. Tonight up 12-6. With plenty of baseball left to play here. We're in the bottom of the eighth. The Tigers are going to get at least one more at-bat here. Ryan Williams out of Cal Baptist University has a full count with a runner on first and one out against Casey Duenas, and he takes a ball four down beneath the knees. Nice at-bat there by Williams to battle back and get the walk. That'll bring up Hunter Heath. Hunter Heath having another solid game. RBI single in the first, was hit by a pitch in the third. Drew a walk and scored in the fourth. Singled and scored in the sixth, and singled as well in the seventh. So four hits. Rather, three for three with a walk and a hit batsman. He has not been retired tonight. On base five times and five at-bats. Have a game, Hunter Heath. Your DH out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. That ball is outside, 1-0. So Ahern at second, now Williams at first. For the Oklahoma Baptists. Outfielder, here's the 1-0. That ball is fouled out of play, 1-1 now. Giants are in the top of the ninth trying to close it out. Santiago Casilla in to get the save. One ball, one strike, one out on Hunter Heath with two men on. That ball is grounded to second base, not hit very hard. He's has it glance off his glove and makes it the safe play at first. That's the only play he had. Scored that one 4-3 on the putout. Heath is retired for the first time tonight. He's 3-for-4 with a walk and a hit pitch, hit by pitch. He's reached base 5 out of 6 times. Runners move up to second and third. That's going to bring up DJ Porter, your left fielder. Porter had an RBI single in the fourth. He's 1-for-4. Rather, 1-for-5, I should say. DJ Porter out of Cal Baptist, along with Ryan Williams, his teammate out at second base. Ahern at third. RBI spot here for Porter. He watches one down in the dirt from Duenas. 1-0 here. Two men in scoring position with two down, bottom of the eighth. 45's up 12-6. DJ Porter watches a breaking ball that doesn't quite make it back over across the plate. Now 2-0. And he takes a good cut there, but fouls it back 2-1. Bertotti on deck. He's walked and scored, also singled and scored, and has one RBI. Full stat sheet tonight, again for the 45s, as they've scored 12-6 in the seventh. As they scored every inning through the from the first through the seventh. They hold a 12-6 lead. That's a ground ball up the middle. That's going to score at least one. Coming around is Williams. He's going to score easily. Throw headed into home, and the runner's going to advance to second. So call it a 2-RBI single for DJ Porter, advancing to second on the throw. And that's a 2-run single, 14-6. 45's tacking on some insurance runs. Nice at bat there by Porter. Getting ahead in the count, getting a pitch he could handle, and just putting it right back through the box. Williams scores easily from second. That'll bring up Bertotti. Bertotti batting right-handed against the lefty Duenas. He watches the first one. 4-ball, 1-0. On deck, the catcher, Diaz. He's got an RBI single, and he's reached on an error. Called strike there on Bertotti, now 1-1. Dusk upon us here, and we're under the lights at Tiger Field. Here's Duenas with the 1-1. That ball misses as well. 2-1 now on Bertotti.
Everybody clap your hands.
So Andrew Arnold would be in line for the win should this lead hold up. He relieved Zach Martin in the fifth. As a ground ball to short by Bertotti, this should end the inning. Throw across, and he is retired. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the ninth. It's 14-6. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 14-60.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merritt.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merritt is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 0194581.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower.
SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Christian Straub in to pitch the ninth for the Reading Colt 45s out of Sacramento City College, Sacramento native. He pitched an inning in the game last night as well. 14-6 here. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Kia. Test drive their drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento at Reading Kia today. Proud supporters of the Reading Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. So Straub's here to close it out with an 8-run lead in the sixth, or in the ninth, I should say, 14-6. Final in from AT&T Park. Giants win 2-1. Santiago Garcia nailing down the save. Jake Peavy getting the win there. Leading off here is going to be Pete. He homered in the fourth to break open the scoring for the Reading Tigers. Zach Pete, number 11. Straub launches one to the backstop, so he's a little pumped up. 1-0 here. One ball, no strikes from Straub here. That one's in there for a strike, 1-1. That ball is chopped down to third base. Taylor backs up now, makes the long throw. And he got him by half a step. Nice play by Jake Taylor there, one down. One out now. That'll bring up Erickson. 14-6 here in the top of the ninth. 45 is trying to close out a three-game sweep of the Reading Tigers. Erickson, an RBI single in the seventh, takes the first pitch for a ball. Here's the 1-0 from Straub. Very high, 2-0. Diaz behind the plate, Taylor in at third. He came in for LeBou earlier in the game. Ferguson at shortstop, relieving Zachary Taylor. Torioka still at second, Rattati at first. Jeff Ahern in and right, relieving J.J. Hancock earlier in the game. Williams still in center. Porter still in left. Swing and a miss. 2-1 now on Erickson as Straub with a nice fastball at the knees. Two balls, one strike from Straub here out of Sacramento City College. 6-1 right-hander. We saw him last night as well. Plenty of power arms for manager Greg Cattaray out there in the bullpen. Three balls, one strike, as that one's up high as well. Here's the 3-1 from Straub, and he misses. That's a walk for Erickson. Straub, your fourth pitcher of the night. Martin started, went 4 2/3 with four runs. Arnold threw 2 1/3, gave up two runs. Zach Morgan threw one scoreless. That's a one-out walk for Erickson. We've got a pinch hitter here. It's going to be number 33, Paul Young. Paul Young's going to hit for Carabao here. And that ball is hit to first base, and that's going to be a force out. Runner advances to second. Score that one three unassisted. The two down now here in the top of the ninth. They're one out away from closing out the three-game sweep here. Runner advances to second. And stepping in for the Reading Tigers is going to be number four. It's going to be a pinch hitter here. It's going to be Chad Johnson. He's going to get an at-bat here. Batting for Mathay in right field. So Chad Johnson getting an at-bat here. Runner on second and two down here in a 14-6 ball game. Last hope for the Reading Tigers. And they need base runners here. Down eight. Christian Straub trying to slam the door. That ball is high. 1-0. Your Colt 45 players of the game here tonight, Hunter Heath and DJ Porter. Several RBIs between them. We'll have them here after the game on your Colt 45's postgame show. Christian Straub now with a 1-1. 1-1 count on Johnson here. Here's the pitch. Falls down in the dirt, now 2-1. Nice job by Diaz to keep it in front of him. Ignacio Diaz making his Colt 45's debut tonight out of UC Davis. Had an RBI single in his first at bat. He's caught the second half of the game. We're leaving Zach Trueblood about halfway through. Here's Straub with the 2-1. And he hit him, so Johnson gets hit by a pitch. He'll take his base, and we'll have runners on first and second now with two down. And we're going to have a pinch hitter for Barrington as well here.
Pinch hitting for Brian Barrington, number 31, Jared Martin.
It's going to be Jared Martin, number 31, as the Tigers emptying the bench here in the ninth, getting some guys some at-bats. So Martin will hit against Straub here with two down in the ninth. That ball's in there for a strike, right above the belt, 0-1. Straub ahead in the count, comes set. Now kicks and fires. That ball swing and a miss. Down below the zone, and he kind of broke him down. Changed his mind halfway through, and too late to hold up. So quick 0-2 here. And the 45s are one strike away. I'm closing this one out here. Two men on. That ball is grounded down the first baseline. Foul. We'll line up and do it again. On deck would be Bigelow, should he reach. Here's the 0-2 from Straub. That ball is chopped foul behind the plate. Just barely staying alive. Still 0-2. Christian Straub here, one strike away from a scoreless frame to close this one out in the ninth for your hometown Reading Colt 45s. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on breaking ball. That'll end the game. 14-6 final here as the Colt 45s take all three games against the Reading Tigers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On the strength of a six-run sixth tonight. We'll be right back with the Colt 45's postgame show. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine. online.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima. The sporty 16 Forte and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Redding till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Redding, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Redding's own Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019458.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Redding Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number Dual Temp Layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number Memory Foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
There's Country in the Air at the Shasta District Fair featuring High Valley and singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with kids admission 12 and under free and the free prize drawing at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. To save on ride all day carnival wristbands and admission tickets, go to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th. Fair opens June 15th.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
We're back here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 bringing you Colt 45's baseball. Colt 45's complete the three-game sweep this weekend with a 14-6 victory tonight over the Reading Tigers. I'm here with the co-players of the game tonight. First, we're going to talk to DJ Porter out of Cal Baptist University in Rancho Cucamonga, California. I got to ask you first off, Dodgers fan, Angels fan, what's the status here?
Dodgers fan.
Well, we won't hold it against you here, but I will remind you, let you know that old man Peavy beat you guys 2-1 tonight. Can't be losing to Jake Peavy. Come on, man. It is. Baseball will humble you, absolutely, for sure. Now, you were two for five tonight with two RBI as the 45s able to score in each of the first six innings. You guys had a seven-run inning to start the first inning on Friday night. You had three in the first last night and batted around in three different innings. And tonight you guys score in each of the first six innings before you break through with that sixth-run six. It looked like it was a lot of was it as much fun out there moving the line and having the rallies like you were tonight, even though you guys were just chipping away a little bit each inning until you broke through there? Was it as much fun down there as it looked like it was up here?
Yeah.
Especially.
think of success.
Now, we've seen it there at first base, out in left field, DH'd a little bit. What's your preferred position? And I know you'll wherever you can get at-bats is where you want to be, but where do you feel most comfortable in the field?
At this point, outfield.
Outfield.
Yeah.
Now, you're from Rancho Cucamonga, so the heat probably doesn't bother you too much up here, but what's your impression so far of Redding after a couple weeks here?
It's a lot smaller than Southern California. It's a lot more outdoorsy. People are a lot more friendly up here.
Absolutely. As someone who's lived in both Los Angeles and San Diego, if your freeway's got 8 lanes, that's about 4 too many for me. But DJ Porter, we're talking to you from Cal Baptist University, enjoying the more rural, slow, low-key lifestyle up here in Northern California. He was 2-for-5 with 2 RBI tonight and been putting together great at-bats. Haven't always been getting rewarded for them. You've had quite a few Adam balls, but hitting line drives and getting ahead in counts, and it paid off tonight as you were able to drive in 2 runs and get on base a few times.
Yeah. Like I said, it felt good to be able to do well tonight, especially the first few games. Getting used to the wood bats and everything, it's fun being out here with my teammates, being able to be successful.
Absolutely. So once again, the 45s win 14-6 tonight. That was DJ Porter, 2-for-5 with 2 runs batted in. We're going to have Hunter Heath in here real quick as well. Hunter, 3-for-4 tonight with a walk, also was hit by a pitch, an RBI, 2 runs scored. They didn't get you out till the 8th inning. You were on base 5 times in your first 5 plate appearances there, and as I mentioned to DJ there a second ago, it looked like a lot of fun when you guys are moving the lineup, getting guys on base just about every inning and getting guys in scoring position. What did you see down there that able to put such good swings on it tonight and basically be a thorn in their side all night long?
You know, I was trying to get good pitches to hit tonight. I got them, so I was trying to be patient and get deep down. That's really it. You know, I hit the bar in the first 2 game series, being right at baseball 3 games in the month.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, there was a number of hits today that were either off the end of the bat or kind of jam shots over the infielders. It seemed like the Tigers were playing their outfield pretty deep, so there was some places you could flip some hits out there tonight. But we were just looking at the scorecard here. RBI single in the first, hit by a pitch in the second, drew a walk and score, or in the third, I should say. Walked and scored in the fourth, and then you had hits in the sixth and the seventh there before they finally got you out in the eighth. But coming over from Shawnee, Oklahoma, you had a grand slam walk-off in your last at-bat on the college season there. A pretty good way to end the college season there. And you picked up right where you left off there as you've been a mainstay in the middle of the lineup ever since you showed up here. What's your impression of Redding so far, and are you enjoying this weather over here?
Yeah, you know, back home, it gets really humid out there, so I'm used to the heat, but I heard Redding was a small town. This is a big town compared to Oklahoma.
How big is Shawnee? I confess I have not been there.
It's a town of probably about 30,000-40,000, but okay. I'm actually right outside Shawnee in a rural area, so I don't even have a stoplight in my town, to be honest. So this is nice. It's a good first impression of California.
So Hunter Heath in the big city here at Redding, California, playing for the 45s this summer, and on base 5 times tonight. Again, 3-for-4 with an RBI, 2 runs scored as the 45s with a 3-game sweep, 12-2 Friday, 24-4. Last night, I jokingly was asking Jake Taylor after his grand slam last night if tonight was going to be 48-8 and keep the pattern up, but 14-6, another 8-run victory here for the 45s. We've been talking with Hunter Heath. Anybody you'd like to say hi to back there in Oklahoma listening on KCNR1460.com?
I definitely like to say hi to my parents and, you know, my grandparents, anybody from back home. I'm sure y'all are listening, and I love you guys.
That's Hunter Heath, the pride of Shawnee, Oklahoma, with 3-for-4 with an RBI, 2 runs scored, on base 5 times tonight as the Redding Colt 45s finish up a 3-game sweep on the Redding Tigers, 14-6. Your winning pitcher tonight, Andrew Arnold, in relief, came in the fifth. And for my engineer, Jared King, back at the studio, and Matty Novelli, I've been Kyle DeFore. You've been listening to Colt 45s Baseball. Your final score, once again, Redding Colt 45s 14, Redding Tigers 6. We'll do it again on Friday night here on the radio. We'll be in Humboldt bringing you the B-52s, hosting your Redding Colt 45s again here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Make sure to tune in there and check out ReddingColt45s.com for the entire schedule. Once again, this is Kyle DeFore signing off on KCNR 1460. This has been Colt 45s Baseball.
Thank you.